This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
The scholar of this program is Hujjatul Islam Zayd Al-Salami.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله محمد وآله الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to IRIB English Radio and another program of For a Better Life. When the holy month of Ramadan comes, we remember change, we remember discipline, we remember spirituality, we remember a lot of things that would really, really enable us to delve deeper into our religion. And I think the akhlaqiyat of the holy month of Ramadan really allows us to get into that mode. This pretty much means that when I learn that balance, which is what we spoke about in the previous episode, I am able to remember that greed is not everything in life, that food is not everything in life. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, one whose only concern is food, their value, what they're worth, is that which they excrete. Now, of course, this is a very harsh kind of message that we're hearing, but pretty much it says to us that we need to remember that how can we improve in ourselves, you know. And when it does come to something like food and obsession with food, it really is a deep problem, because if I want to gain closeness to Almighty God, then of course it means that there needs to be some kind of effort put in what it is that I'm doing. And that's why everything becomes blessed in the holy month of Ramadan. You know, the hadiths that speak about the reward of fasting, the hadiths that speak about the rewards of reciting the Holy Quran, all of these things that we are able to hear about when it comes to the blessed month. And that's why making those akhlaqi changes in improving our virtues and getting rid of our vices, we will feel that level of tranquility. Because being anxious and having stress and things like that is something, you know, all of us really have as a problem. But yet, if we were to focus on our relationship with Almighty God, these kind of things will gradually fade away. Because I want to go through change, I want to be more certain about myself, I want to be more confident about myself, I want to worry about my health, about my wealth, about my safety, about my future, just things like that. And that's why, in any case, you know, it's always important for us to say that this is the kind of thing that I am going for. Remembering, my brothers and sisters, that all of this is for the sake of how we are able to gain a sense of well-being in our lives. We're just going to go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered. guess it's easy to blame everything on the Western, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back, dear listeners. And when I'm talking about staying away from becoming anxious or stress, and remembering that, you know, there's a greater purpose here, and knowing that there's a lot of things that I can do while I am fasting during the month of Ramadan as far as spiritual closeness and things like that is concerned, it reminds me of this beautiful verse in the Holy Quran that shows us where we are able and how we are able to attain this kind of stability, if I could say, spiritual stability, mental stability, because the mental side is also very, very important. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَتَطْمَئِنُّوا قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, those who believe and those who have a tranquil heart by remembrance of God, which basically means that those who have been remembering God have a qalb mutma'in, have a tranquil heart, have a peaceful heart, have a harmonious heart. Ala bi dhikri llahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, with the remembrance of God will hearts become tranquil. Now, in this particular level, we not only able to understand that you have that level of faith, but you also will be blessed with tranquility and peace. You won't be paranoid because you know that there is a goal in life, that you know that even if you face certain problems and calamities and hardships and difficulties and things like that, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And fasting will give you that level of harmony. Ramadan al-Mubarak, the blessed month of Ramadan, will enable you to achieve these high, lofty stations in spirituality. And among the most important things for someone who is fasting is that they do have that inner peace, that they are tranquil, that they're not always instable, that they're not always paranoid or, you know, concerned or worried. Why? Because when you're fasting, your one and only concern is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't worry about the many problems and hardships of what you're going through. You don't worry about the criticisms of others who only condemn you and have no problems and things like that. You know, and God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take care of you. The Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Someone who relies on God, someone who has faith in God, God will enable them. God will open up avenues for them. And also God will bless them, will grant them with rizq, with sustenance, in ways that they have no idea where it came from. Rizq here, it's not only talking about money, but it's talking about many, many, many other things. Please visit us on www.parstoday.com. You're also able to email us on englishradio@irib.ir. Until our next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. 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 Oh, I can be, and I know that you see.
your love is all I need.